I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Oh, that is right. Anthony Gallo on the Fan till 5 a.m. until the great E.J. Stewart takes over on the greatest radio station on the planet, WFAN, in the greatest city in the world, New York City. I got you till then, and let's get right into it. Obviously, I'd love to start with St. John's or the Knicks or talk baseball, but just like anything else, as a neutral football fan in this town, the Giants ruin yet another Sunday morning for me, and that's where we start. And this is not going to be a negative conversation, so just if you thought that's where I was going, I'd like to talk about something different. But Aaron Rodgers rumors swirling abound now that Stafford has stayed in L.A., and I have to say this, no matter if Aaron Rodgers is a Giant or not, that cannot change the plan at quarterback. Not meaning who's playing come week one, but the Giants need to stay the course. If they bring in Rodgers, they don't bring in Rodgers. If they bring in another veteran quarterback, they must stay the course and make sure they get Sanders or Ward. Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado or Cam Ward out of Miami, if you didn't know, if you lived under a rock. And a lot of things trending upwards for the Giants. Yes, you might be upset you missed out on Stafford. In a weird way, I think it was beneficial to the Giants that they didn't have to do that. Didn't have to give up draft capital. You didn't have to give up, if they wanted, any players. And you certainly didn't have to sacrifice the cap, which has gone up $24 million from last year to $279.2 million. So the Giants, who currently sit with $49 million of cap space after that jump, that's according to SpotRack, they have a lot of room to work with. But if you would have made that Stafford deal, it hurts you. But now to the Rodgers side of things. They cannot go after Rodgers and then sit here and change their course of method, change the plan that they wanted in they need a quarterback and they need a young quarterback to not just keep going from stopgap to stopgap. And they have to get this thing right. You could bring in Rodgers, even if I think that it would probably be more negative than positive. You can bring in Rodgers, but still get a Cam Ward. Still get a Shedeur Sanders. I do believe the Titans are going to take Cam Ward at number one. I don't think the Browns are going to draft a quarterback at two, which would most likely be Shedeur Sanders, obviously. But now the problem is, do the Giants wait and risk the fact that someone like the Raiders, maybe the Jets, now those rumors are starting to swirl, or another team trades up to get Shedeur Sanders. So whether the Giants stand back and they get Shedeur Sanders, or they get aggressive and they trade up, they must get a quarterback in this draft, regardless of what veteran, Aaron Rodgers, or another name out there, Darnold or Winston, whoever the veteran quarterback is that they decide to pair with a rookie, they still need to go after one of these guys. I wouldn't hate it, even if they brought in Rodgers and they traded up to get Cam Ward at one. The key is they have to get one of these two guys. I don't care if you view them both as overrated. I don't care if you think Deion's a problem. For me, I think both these guys are going to be studs. They're going to be stars in the league. And I think the Giants cannot miss out on an opportunity to potentially draft their future star, their future of their franchise, just because they bring in an Aaron Rodgers type. And I think that you get it if you do bring in Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, I would not really be totally for that. But if you do bring in Aaron Rodgers, you know he's not going to be here for more than a year or two. So that gives Daboll and Shane a chance to compete if they believe that is the best course of action to win games this year. But it also gives them a chance to develop a quarterback. They do not have to throw them into the limelight. So if they, I prefer Shedeur Sanders over Cam Ward, but either one would be a win. 888-808-1019. What are you thinking, Giant fans? If you were the Giants, what route would you go? Like I said, if you bring in Rodgers, which the rumor is both sides have interest in each other, and I'll get into that a little bit more later as well, you have to still get one of Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. Their biggest needs, in my opinion, this offseason, I'll give you my five biggest needs for them. It's quarterback one, obviously. It's cornerback two, or defensive back, because you know that you could make the argument they probably need an improvement at safety. Offensive line across the board. Another wide receiver, because they need weapons for whoever the quarterback is going to be. And if you add another wide receiver, you now have Malik Nabers, Theo Johnson, a good running back room, and that new wideout to pair with a quarterback of their choosing. Which finally, this group will get to choose a quarterback. And then finishing it off, pass rush slash defensive line depth. I love their starters on the defensive line, but they lack depth, and you cannot expect Dexter Lawrence to do things all by himself. He's going to need a breather at times. But to the main point, need number one is quarterback. And that need needs to be addressed. And just getting a veteran stopgap, which Rodgers would be, I know Jeff fans wanted you to believe that he would be more than that because of one game at the end of the season, but he will be a stopgap that will cost you minimal. I do not think they would have to break the bank to sign him. Maybe they have to pay him like $10 million, but I don't even think it would cost them that much to sign him. You still need to pair him with a rookie quarterback. And if he doesn't want to do that, then do not bring him in. That's the key. Whoever you're bringing in here has to understand that they are a stopgap. Yes, the goal is to win games, maybe make a surprise playoff berth, but the key is to win games, show improvement by Daboll and Shane. That's the key for them to save their jobs. But they cannot just neglect what comes after this year. And by signing Aaron Rodgers or like, you know, some of these other free agent quarterbacks and neglecting to bring in a young quarterback, that would be a disservice to the franchise. 888-808-1019. Now, if they go the route of bringing in a Rodgers, you know, bringing in a Sam Darnold, one of these guys, I think Sam Darnold's more of a long-term option that I do not love, but meaning they're going to have to sign him long-term, I mean 3, 4, 5 years to get him. I would not love that for the Giants. That's why I tend to skew in the notion of the veteran you're going to bring in has to be a guy like Rodgers or a Jameis Winston type. Jameis Winston would be clearly a stopgap and probably would not start over the rookie that I want to bring in. Now, if they do go that route and they decide to not draft a quarterback in the first round, then they better draft somebody in the second, third, or fourth round. And you have to get, and I'm not saying that guy's going to be the franchise quarterback, but if it's a Jaxon Dart in the second round or a Jalen Milroe or a McCourt or a one of these other quarterbacks that is, you know, slipping my mind right now that's in this draft, that I had the kid from Oregon, but I don't even think there's a chance he may slide all the way to seventh. Gabriel Neros, thank you. Ewers, obviously, I love his talent. His injuries scare me. Similar to Penix last year. They could go that route. The only risk there is you are still quarterbackless in the future if those guys are just what they are, backup quarterbacks. And now, if you've listened to me before, you've heard me talk about how much I did not want Rodgers back for the Jets. I think these are two different notions right now. Rodgers with the Jets felt like just some same old Jets where they are building something from the start, meaning they have a new regime. That regime wants to win on day one, but they're also a new regime. So if the plan doesn't work, they can still start a rebuild next year because they will be here. Shane and Daboll are, this is it. If they do not show improvement, they don't have to make the playoffs, but if they do not show improvement, they will not be here next year. And improvement means games are close, you're seeing competent football, you're seeing attractive offensive play. Guys are, the attention to detail is there. The roster looks better. And they can win seven games and look like a better team. They could win six games and look like a better team. But the biggest thing is they cannot go into the season without an answer at quarterback. And for the Jets also with Rodgers, there was a bigger cap hit with him. Instead of eating that money, they would have had a lot more hit on the rosters. For the Giants, this will be a minimal price range that they price tag that they will have to pay for an Aaron Rodgers. And I am not an Aaron Rodgers guy. If you listened to me before, that's not a shocker. I am a certified hater when it comes to Rodgers. But I do understand him at a different price tag is a lot different than him being a big money ticket, a guy who came in and had failed in two seasons. One of them, not his fault, he got hurt. But the second one, a collective disaster. So not all his fault, but he was a part of the problem, as was every other Jets player on that roster. Coaching staff, everything. It is a lot different with that major price tag. You bring in Rodgers and it's a disaster, you could boot him middle of the season for your young quarterback. Whether that is one of the top guys, Ward and Sanders, or whether that is a guy later in the rounds. Now, if they go a different route and they get one of the younger leaning free agent quarterbacks, Justin Fields, who I do not love, I still would not love them not taking one of these guys in the first round. But again, I can understand taking a quarterback later in the draft. McCourt is a guy that I think would be a guy later. I think Jackson Dart will be one of the first QBs taken in the second round. I would be shocked if he gets taken in the first round, but you never know with the way the quarterback market goes, specifically in the draft, where we see guys get shoved into that first round, overdrafted. Mac Jones is the biggest one that comes to mind. I thought Bo Nix, as a Broncos fan, I thought Bo Nix was going to be one of those guys, and gladly I was wrong. But you cannot go and get Rodgers or another veteran option, specifically Rodgers, because that's where the rumors are right now. That's what feels like. Rodgers' only two options are probably the Giants and the Raiders. And neither of those are great options for him. I thought the best case scenario was Stafford gets traded and he ends up in LA. And I think the Giants probably feel they can win more with Rodgers and they're more desperate to win. Pete Carroll, older guy, obviously, but the Raiders are not going to fire him after 1 year. So they're more likely to not go after a guy like that. And they may drastically trade up, give up a lot of assets. That's the one thing that you have to look at. If you are the Giants and you go this route, you sign Rodgers, but you're like, I'm going to get my quarterback in the first round. And Cam Ward, which I would feel is the favorite, but obviously Shador Sanders could get taken also. But if Cam Ward gets taken number one, you better be active and trade up to get him at two. If you're the Browns, you're probably asking less of the Giants to move back one spot than you would if the Raiders, Jets, Saints, Niners, who else may need a quarterback? That's about everyone early on that I could see realistically trading up. Everyone after that seems to be pretty set at their quarterback position. And the Niners are a team to look out for. I know everyone thinks that they're all set on Brock Purdy, but who's to say they don't blow up their draft asset to go get one of these young quarterbacks at two. The Raiders are the biggest threat, though, to the Giants, for sure. I don't know if the Jets would feel comfortable blowing up their draft assets to go after a quarterback at two. 888-808-1019. So are you keeping the plan the same? Are you sticking to what we've all wanted, the Giants to get one of these quarterbacks early? Are you pivoting slightly and still going after those quarterbacks and bringing in a Rodgers? Or would you rather see them bring in Aaron Rodgers and not focus on quarterback? I heard Tommy Lugauer, you know, generational talent, WFAN's own, say that he wants them to sign Rodgers and either trade that pick or go out and get a Travis Hunter or an Abdul Carter or a Will Johnson, Mason Graham. I'm just listing the top guys. Although Will Johnson would fit a need for the Giants. Travis Hunter fills a need. Could fill two needs. I think that would be a mistake. Because now, let's say they are successful. What is their ceiling? A first-round exit? Maybe a win? Wild card and a win? And then you're back to the quarterback drawing board the next year without a high pick. And we're 2 years away. In my opinion, I don't know if Arch Manning is going to come out next year. I don't know if any of these other big-name quarterbacks are even eligible. Dylan Raiola, the kid from Florida is a kid to watch, DJ Lagway. You know, a couple years he could be. I assume he will be a top pick 2 years from now. But the Giants are going to go into next year's draft, a worse quarterback draft in my opinion, because you don't have two guys who I think are future stars in the league in Sanders and Ward. And now you have a worse pick and a year older Rodgers. So even that playoff win that would make you feel so great, you're back to the drawing board. This is the year. Capitalize on it. And if you're a Giants fan looking at this and you're saying, well, if they're going to bring in Rodgers and try to win and you draft one of these quarterbacks and it doesn't work out and they fire the coach, now you have another coach coming in that doesn't get to pick their guy. Well, I hate to break it to you. If you draft Shador Sanders or Cam Ward and you're ending up hiring a new coach the year after this year, you're going to be a more attractive position. And you're going to hire the guy that wants to coach one of those guys. You're not going to hire the guy who wants to draft his own quarterback. And that's not going to hamstring you when it comes to the upper echelons of coaches. Because the upper echelons of coaches are going to see these guys and say, those are two stars. So whichever one it is, they're going to want to coach them. If a Brian Flores next year wants to come back to New York, he's a New York guy, obviously, not meaning he coached here. He wants to come to New York and coach Sanders or Ward, I think he'd be all in. Any of these big coordinators, guys that we don't even realize or know about, that will emerge as the season goes on in the NFL. So again, Daboll and Shane want to protect their job. I get it. You might want to bring in Rodgers, but you cannot get away from the plan. And the plan has to be to get one of these quarterbacks. If you have to trade up to get them, trade up to get them. If you could stand bad at three and get Shador Sanders, obviously most of the mocks that have a quarterback going one, it's Cam Ward. So if you could get a Cam Ward or Shador Sanders, more likely Sanders, at three, you do that. And if you have to trade up, you trade up. It does not mean you cannot sign Rodgers, but if you sign Rodgers or another veteran.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stopgap type, you have to still get one of these quarterbacks.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.